The Athlete CEO Podcast. Let's go. Hey, so one of the things that we're always encouraging the athletes that we work with is to start to think like a business, because professional sport is ultimately a business. Shifting their mindset from employee to entrepreneur and assisting them in maximizing opportunities and even creating opportunities. So in this video, I wanted to share with you three things that you can do outside of playing professional sport and I guess try and create and maximize opportunities, make an impact, generate some income, and start building a legacy. Because at the end of the day, it's night, and I heard that was pretty funny yesterday. But at the end of the day, professional sports finishes. And so for the athletes who can start to look at the bigger picture and understand that when it ends, when you start to develop these things, it carries on, which is pretty cool. And something else, which is, man, it's really exciting, is that the world of athlete entrepreneurship, right? This is this whole world that, you know, we're exposing our athletes that we work with to, is so untapped. It's not even funny, right? Seriously, it really is untapped. So, and I shared in a video before, the first athletes that go to market around the, I guess, the work that we're doing with our team and with them, it's gonna be pretty cool, man. It's gonna be awesome. And this is stuff that you're not knowing about. Does that even make sense? This is stuff that professional athletes haven't been exposed to, because all you're exposed to, whether you're playing rugby or league, within your organization, is the same thing that everyone else is. Get a good education, go to school, get a trade, and da da da. Like, that's great if that's what you want, but if you're like me and the athletes that we work with, you've got a bigger purpose, you've got a massive passion, and you want to give back, and you want to, you know, creative type athlete, visionary type athlete, who really wants to be able to, I guess, challenge the status quo and start to build and develop their own thing, watch this video. Right, so one of the first products that I developed, and I didn't even know any of this stuff that I'm sharing, was I wrote a book, right? Got the second phase. This book has opened up doors. It's what it does, right? A book positions you as an authority. It doesn't have to be an autobiography. It could be a book on your passion. It could be a children's book. It could be any book, right? But writing a book then allows you to use or utilize off the back of whatever it is that you may want to develop or deliver. So writing a book is one way. The second one is creating a digital product. So I created my first digital product, I think it's almost a year and a half ago. Yeah, called Game Changers, right? And what I did was I developed an online program, and the first time that I launched, I made 7K. The second time I made 12. And so what then that allowed me to do was start to create and develop content in order to assist and add value to people, right? How did I come up with that? Well, because I had been active on social media, and off the back of the book, I noticed that there were certain a group of my followers who were wanting to know how I was doing what I was doing as a speaker, as a mentor and trainer. So I developed that for them. So number two, develop a digital product. Number three, sponsored content. I see a lot of athletes now vlogging and doing podcasts. What you can do now is you can align yourself with a sponsor to sponsor your stuff. Basically, like, you're not going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars from it, but you can at least cover some costs. You can buy new gear. You can upgrade your podcast equipment. But at the end of the day, you can start to position yourself in terms of creating these types of products, right? Which is awesome. Yeah. And I guess the one way to look at what we do with our team is we're almost like business managers for athletes who can start to see this bigger picture, right? And so those are the three things. If you want to know more, because there's a whole heap, send me a private message. But also know that it's around, I guess, the three P's, all right? Purpose, passion, and profit. Okay. What's your purpose? Why were you, placed on this earth, right? What's your big why? Okay. What are you passionate about? what skills do you have? What do you love doing outside of sport? And then the third one is profit. How can you package this and create and develop and deliver value? Because money is only an outcome of value. So the more value you give, okay? So that's it. Cool. Thanks for lending me your ear. If you got value out of that, please follow, subscribe, and also share this episode, and head over to athleteempire.co.nz, subscribe to our newsletter, and start to be part of this awesome community of athletes who want to be able to not only give back, but start turning their passions outside of sport into a profession and start generating a profit. Now is the time to be your athlete CEO.